Time to get into our weekly segment around greyhound racing, and our subject this week is the one, the only, Mark Rozanowski, known as Rozzo to his friends. I hope I'm one of those. Rozzo, good morning to you.
Good morning, Smithy. Hope I can call you Smithy. Absolutely, you are. Friends in racing, we are.
Yeah, we are friends in racing. Rozzo, I was just thinking, man, how long have you been involved with Trackside now?
Pretty much from the beginning. Trackside started as Action TV in 1992, and I didn't get the initial job. Of course, the two jobs went to George Simon and to Karen Fenton Ellis, and then they looked for people in the regions, and I got pipped out there by Shelton Murtha, but that's not a bad field, and I got a call up after about 3 or 4 months, because initially they weren't covering greyhound racing. And when they determined that they were going to show every single meeting in the country of all three codes, then that gave a few more of us some opportunities. So, yeah, it was sort of late 1992 into 93.
And when did you really put yourself towards the greyhound side of things? I mean, because you're an all-rounder, you've got knowledge across all forms of the industry, but when did you really want to specialise or find that as your niche?
It was probably just opportunity, to be honest, Smithy. I love all three codes, and grew up with racing, going to the races, both horse codes initially with my father. He was a teacher, but you know, liked to punt at the weekend, and I just loved being involved around the horses initially, and then I ran into a lovely gentleman called Pat Cagney. And he got me into the greyhounds when I was about 15. And the thing about the greyhounds was kind of accessible to me at that stage. I could handle them. I'd never been, I was too big to be a jockey, and I hadn't had any sort of experience around harness stables or anything like that. So it was kind of hands-on with the dogs. So when I got involved in Trackside, yes, it was greyhounds to start with, but then opportunities started to open up to be part of harness racing and be Sheldon's backup to both codes. So I got to do some gallop meetings as well. And all of a sudden, I found myself interviewing people who are actually my heroes, and it was quite an experience.
Well, it's not just the greyhounds and racing in particular you're involved in, because I've just found out, of course, that you're passionate too about athletics. You've been involved in commentating athletics events as well, and you've actually got a podcast for athletics as well. So tell us a wee bit about that, please.
Yeah, look, in terms of sport, I just love any sport going. But as a kid, I played, you know, football and athletics was my go. And I wasn't especially good, not as good as my father, but I was okay at a provincial level. But I've always thoroughly enjoyed track and field. And going back a few years at Trackside, young Ben Rogers was a director and then a producer of our Greyhound show, and his father's Tony Rogers. And Tony made the 1500 metre final at the 1984 Olympic Games up against Ovette and Co. and Cram. It was a hot field. He finished ninth. So I've been lucky enough through Tony to get together, and we did this podcast. We've done 15 episodes so far, and Tony runs the Capital Classic in February at Newtown Park in Wellington. And so that was sort of my introduction to commentating athletics. And I've been able to do secondary schools cross country, and recently the road running champs up there at Trentham. So it's a different experience, but what I've really relished sort of later in my career, if you like.
Well, you're a pretty lean looking athlete yourself, Rozzo. How good a runner were you?
Fast metabolism. Again, as I say, Smithy, I was provincially good. I used to say, like, to the person on the street, I was quick, but in terms of national level, I was actually pretty ordinary. So I battled around. I had one triple jump championship provincially as a senior athlete, although that was a pretty small field, to be fair, and I ran third in a Canterbury 400 metre final. So that was kind of my level. Didn't get to the nationals or anything smart like that.
The other thing you're interested in as well is, as you say, you grew up playing a bit of football, and you're a City fan, Manchester City fan. Now, I've got to warn you, we have in the production chair today, we have a very devout Manchester United fan listening in to the next question. How do you think this weekend will go? And why City, mate? How did you get involved with City?
In the Canterbury under-12s, I made the Canterbury team in the under-12s and went down to Dunedin for a tournament against, we played Otago in Southland. And I was billeted with a young boy who was playing for Otago, and he had sent a letter to every single English football team that he could possibly get an address for. And a good number of them had actually sent him back. And so he had this, you know, sort of all sorts of bits and pieces and paraphernalia from these clubs. And he laid them all out on the bed and he said, "You choose one." And there was this sky blue thumb that said, "Go with Manchester City." And I picked that up. And that was kind of it. And we made the FA Cup final that year. And that was the famous year when Spurs beat us in the replay. And I thought, well, this is easy. I've chosen a cracking team into the FA Cup. Even though we lost it, we'll win one soon. Well, of course, City went on a bit of a drought there for a while. And at one stage, we were in the third division. But thanks to some Saudi oil barons have rather improved significantly over the last 10 years, and I've had quite a good time, and we've got a few back on our friends from Manchester United. But what I would say about this particular weekend is I expect the game to be a whole lot closer than what the TAB odds would suggest.
Right, Ricardo, you got any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think Rozzo's onto something. I mean, as a United fan, we've been doing it tough the last couple of years, and City absolutely been creaming it. But a couple of things that, as a United fan, give you hope, and that is the new manager, Erik ten Hag, last season was in charge of Ajax. And, of course, Manchester City's big recruit in this off-season has been Erling Haaland. And Erling Haaland played for Borussia Dortmund last season. Those two teams met in the Champions League last season, and ten Hag got two wins over Dortmund, kept Haaland scoreless, 3-1 and 4-0. And a couple of the members of the United squad, Martinez at the back and Anthony on the wing, were involved in those games. So I think from a United point of view, where there's hope is that, you know, that Ten Hag knows how to play against Erling Haaland, who is the big striker now at Manchester City, who's scoring for fun. So that's what gives us some hope. But I think Manchester City are favourites.
And Rosso, you got a feeling there that you, even though you find it quite even, you'll prevail?
I'd like to think so, but I've got to say it's a game where I'll be tempted into pleasure insurance here because the odds are so good on a United win and even a draw. I think I might back those two options. I'll be always rooting for Manchester City. But if we do draw or get beaten, then at least I'll have a wee bit of money in my account.
You will. Right, you will have a bit of money in your account, so you've got a bit of insurance, as you say. Rosso, I've just got a text in from a man listening in Perth, Blackie from Perth. Is Rosso's dad Peter that taught at Allenton School in Ashburton?
Wow. Look, he taught at Ashburton College. He is Peter. And that'll be the same person. We used to live in Allenton, but he didn't teach there. He's a secondary school teacher. But no, Blackie is onto my father there, without a doubt.
Okay, Rosso, and before we let you go, and we can't without, because you're working today, of course, out of the Manawatu. How far away is Hattrick, by the way?
Yeah, good question. It keeps getting pushed back, and it was supposed to be October. I think that's looking dodgy now because we're nearly there. It starts tomorrow, October. Look, my guess, and I don't especially know. I'm not close to knowing really, but I'm struggling to think that we're going to be there this year, Smithy, the way things are happening. And so at the moment, we just have the Manawatu. Now, we've got quite a bit of kennel cough around. We've only got seven races today. We've got Premier Heats next week and final the following week with a $30,000 race and a couple of $15,000 races. So I'm hoping that we're going to have a few visitors and that the fields are going to be boosted quite a bit next week and the week after. We shall see. So just seven races. So, look, I'm finding it a wee bit tough to find some value here. But yeah, what I will give you, in race one, dog one, Hot Little Zeus is paying $3. Now, there's a $1.70 favourite in the race. Zeus has been a wee bit slow out, but he does want the rail. He's just having his fourth start. At $3, I think he's worth $1 in race one. Number one, Hot Little Zeus. In race two, it's tricky race. But at $6 dog seven, big time violet might just be worth a stray dollar on the downgrade. Race two, number seven, big time violet. And with a seven race card today, we've got the quaddie starting race one and the second quaddie starting race four. And I think the anchor for both quaddies is big time Prada. She's $1.70 in race four. That's race four, number seven. So there's three to have a little look at in our sort of mini card today. We're running in amongst quite a busy day of domestic racing.
Rozzo, great catching up with you. That first race, by the way, out of Palmerston North, that Rozzo, where we're calling, is at 4:46, folks, 4:46 this afternoon. Hey, great to find out a little bit more about you too, mate, especially that passion for athletics and the fact that you're a City fan up against United this weekend. You'll have a busy weekend. Hope you enjoy it, mate. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Smithy. It's all hinging on the outcomes of a few games, isn't it, the weekend and how you feel Monday.
Yeah, exactly right. Cheers, Rozzo. Always great to catch up. Thanks very much.